Imagine two astronauts who went through identical training, experienced the same genetic modifications, but ended up becoming bitter rivals in humanity's greatest exodus. That's the story of Foster and Stetson, and it's more complex than anyone could have predicted.
The way their paths diverged after that shared experience is fascinating. What do you think was the turning point?
Well, it really comes down to how they processed that DNA upgrade from the Z. Foster adapted remarkably well, becoming this beacon of progress, while Stetson, he spiraled into some serious psychological trauma.
That must have created an incredible amount of resentment, watching Foster rise to become humanity's first prime while dealing with rehabilitation.
Oh, you know it did. And Stetson played the long game brilliantly. He managed to turn public opinion against Foster by painting him as this traitor who abandoned Earth during the Great Exit.
The political maneuvering there is just incredible. The way he tapped into people's fears about leaving their homeworld.
And here's what's really interesting. After Stetson successfully ousts Foster and takes his position as Prime, they still can't avoid each other. Like that scene at the Pyramid Club on Mayorga, where these two titans are forced to maintain this facade of civility.
So what happens when they're faced with bigger threats, like the Densha? How do they handle that forced cooperation?
Well, that's where it gets really complicated. You've got these two powerful figures who fundamentally distrust each other, but suddenly they're facing this existential threat that requires them to work together. It's like forcing oil and water to mix.
And all of this affects everyone around them, especially Anna Foster. Being caught between these two powerful figures while dealing with her own trauma from the DNA upgrade.
You know what makes Anna's position even more complex? She's not just Foster's ex-wife. She's this brilliant astrophysicist whose work is crucial to understanding Z technology. She has to navigate this professional minefield while dealing with her personal history with both men.
The way these personal relationships impact humanity's future is just mind-boggling.
And then you've got Shannon Foster leading the holdout movement. Talk about family drama. Here's John Foster's sister actively fighting against everything he helped create. It's like a cosmic-scale family feud.
The ripple effects from her tragic death really changed everything, didn't they?
Absolutely transformed the dynamic. And when you add characters like Edwin Telemere, this ET disguised as a small-town psychic, you start to see how many layers of manipulation are really at play here.
The presence of brother and sister, those Z representatives, adds another fascinating dimension to it all.
Right? These cosmic bureaucrats are trying to implement this grand plan while dealing with very human drama. And then you've got wild cards like Jackson and Bronner operating in the shadows, challenging both Foster and Stetson's authority in different ways.
The way it all interweaves with humanity's struggle to adapt to such massive change is really quite profound.
You know what really gets me? The DNA upgrade affects everyone so differently. It's like this grand experiment in human adaptability, and Foster and Stetson represent these two extreme outcomes.
That's exactly what makes their rivalry so compelling. They're like two sides of the same coin.
And through it all, there's this question hanging over everything. Is humanity really ready for such dramatic change? Foster's embracing it, Stetson's fighting it, and everyone else is somewhere in between.
The way their personal conflict becomes this lens for examining humanity's broader struggles with progress is brilliant storytelling.
And here's the kicker. While they're playing out their personal drama, these massive threats like the Densha are looming in the background. It's like watching people argue about the arrangement of deck chairs while there's an iceberg ahead.
That really puts their rivalry into perspective, doesn't it?
It does. And it shows that even when we're facing these massive cosmic changes and existential threats, we still can't escape our basic human nature. We're still dealing with the same emotions, the same conflicts, the same personal struggles that have defined us throughout history.
And maybe that's what makes this story so powerful. It reminds us that no matter how far we advance, we're still fundamentally human.
Exactly. Whether we're on Earth or colonizing distant planets, whether we're dealing with alien species or fighting among ourselves, our humanity, with all its flaws and potential, remains at the core of everything we do.